It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Nobody freak out about the theme song. We're some various legal things going on with various music situations. Does everybody calm down? Everybody remain calm.
We're just gonna. Bono's on line two.
We're just trying some different things. All right. So, and he cease and desist letters. Okay, 6 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number toll free from anywhere.
I think it's more like a cease and go leap yourself.
Yourself letter. All right, we have no official theme song. Everybody just calm down.
Not anymore, we don't.
No, we don't. Everybody just remain calm. All right. What's more fun than talking to lawyers? Nothing. 1-800-STEP-1.
Wait a minute. Who's the one who had to talk to the lawyers? I'm sorry. Who's the one who had to get screamed at by the lawyers?
I was on my way to CNN. I couldn't be bothered.
Yeah.
All right. I'm more of a big picture gal, Jim. All right. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Spectacular healthcare corner with Jackie today. More good news about the Affordable Care Act. We'll talk about that. Charlie Pierce, Esquire.com, yep. As usual on Tuesday. So lots of stuff to get to. Wow! The opinion on this thing is cattywampus all over the place. By the way, I got hate mail for you and you and me. So good.
Okay.
So good. And not from lawyers.
Did we get any for Peter Page, who weighed in on it yesterday?
He was very controversial, wasn't he?
Yes.
And hilarious.
He was awesome.
All right. Yeah, well, that's the thing, is this kind of subject is so all over the place in terms of opinion. I think, you need to watch your tone when you're talking to Jim, because Jim's opinion is valid, too. And you need to watch just putting out unsubstantiated conspiratorial stuff.
Such as?
And I am just a full-time idiot.
I have a tone?
Yes. Yes.
Nate,
you need
one
to
thing.
Settle.
What conspiratorial thing?
Just in general, whether it's medical information or war.
People called in who agreed with me.
Right. I get it. And there were some. All right. That's another subject for another time. You know, doctors and things.
Whatever.
Epidemiologists. Things like that. I'm just saying. All right. Because we said yesterday, look, you, and that's fine. You always have a healthy skepticism of government in general,
and of the private sector. the for-profit prisons. That's not the government.
Not right. Okay, but I'm just saying, I fall somewhere in the middle, right? I mean, I do not believe the Bush administration was behind 9/11. I don't. I mean, I think that some people tend to conspiracies.
Well, it's an oversimplification.
Okay. All right.
But it's,
Okay. Well, I'm just saying it. I get it. You were quoting Daniel Ellsberg. I read his whole piece.
History is a lie agreed upon, as Napoleon said.
Anyway, I agree with some things Daniel Ellsberg said, and I think that this is good that we're having a healthy debate. But it is interesting. I think it's partisan to the degree that there are certain people you trust when they say something. For instance, Al Franken.
Mm-hmm.
Senator Al Franken, the godfather of progressive radio, just saying.
Sure.
Picture's right there.
Yeah.
Staring at me. It's a little creepy. Okay. He points out, as a member of the Judiciary Committee, he has availed himself of the briefings. A lot of people, too, are talking about stuff they don't know stuff about.
That's right, as you were saying,
some people are seeing intelligence that we don't see. Anyway, he points out, as a member of the Judiciary Committee, and by the way, do I trust this more than I trust what Republican Mike Rogers says? Yes, I do. I'm sorry. There are things over years in terms of Dianne Feinstein or Al Franken that I tend to trust it more coming from them. He points out, as a member of the judiciary, he has availed himself of the briefings about the NSA, and nothing that was made public lately surprised him. He said there's certain things that it's appropriate for me to know that is not appropriate for the bad guys to know. So anything the American people know, the bad guys know. I can assure you this isn't about spying on the American people. This is about having the data available. So if there are suspicions about foreign persons or persons that have connections with terror organizations, that we can connect the dots. And that's obviously echoes what Dianne Feinstein says. Do I understand the concerns about it? Absolutely. And I think people have made some interesting points on both sides of it. But, I think there is a difference. And, Jim, you can correct me if I'm wrong. There is a difference between metadata and listening in on people's phone calls and spying. And again, it depends on what you believe, right, and who you believe as to what is actually happening or isn't. But and even last night, Daniel Ellsberg, obviously, he wrote a whole piece. He thinks Snowden is a hero and a patriot. And, Jeffrey Toobin, who we just had on 2 days ago, thinks he's a self-aggrandizing jerk who belongs in prison.
Mm-hmm. Maybe he's both of those.
Exactly. Oh, look, and some listener comedy from Mark in Minneapolis. It's a job application. job opening. Dear sir or madam, lately word has arisen of an open position with one of your contractors, which paid $200,000 per annum to an employee who lacks both a high school diploma and special skills for doing little work in Hawaii. I'm willing to do little work from home for only $150,000 a year. To date, I haven't been arrested or indicted, use only prescription drugs, nothing psychotropic, and drink nothing stronger than ale, and that only to excess. In my current job with a local government, one must endure up to 12 hours daily of life and death stress, and I'll need to work to age 74 to retire with one quarter of the income your contractor position pays, so this would be a real leg up for me.
Right.
You may think I'm being facetious, but the more I read this message, the less sure I am. Yours for security, particularly mine, Mark in Minneapolis. There's a line. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, there's so many questions about this. You're like, how did a, what? What the, how did the
yeah.
guy get this job? With this level of clearance at that salary.
Failing upwards.
Well,
and that seems to be a problem. The private contractor.
That's what I was just about ready to say.
Would have this level of national security information. He'd been there less than
yes.
3 months.
A and private company should not have access right. to this kind of information.
Right.
How was my tone?
That was perfect.
Okay. Good.
Thank you. The management appreciates your cooperation in this regard.
Thank you. So I won't get screamed at?
Right. And also not screwing up on the music front. Thank you.
Oh, don't even. Don't even.
Boink. Okay. Hey, here's something that may apply to anything, any subject, since we are an apathetic nation. The majority of Americans still don't care about the NSA spying on them.
Yeah.
I told you, I, you know, was with a liberal friend this weekend. She's like, means I don't really care.
Oh, my libertarian.
I don't really care about this.
Yeah. I posted that on my Facebook page, and my libertarian roommate said, oh, that poll is poppycock. I'm like, okay, if you don't agree with the poll is wrong.
Wow.
Yeah. Kind of complacency that got Mitt Romney in trouble.
In my internal
polling.
Using
words like poppycock.
Well,
right.
Yeah.
He's already outside the norm.
Well, yeah.
But in my internal polling this weekend, I think that may be true. Well, even Rude Pundit, I mean, if you read his piece, it was great. It's not that he doesn't care.
Right.
It's that he said, first of all, you're stupid if you didn't know this was going on. Here's my main thing, Jim. And you, again, tell me, because you're the natural skeptic, and I think that's fine, but I understand whistleblowing. Mm-hmm. In this case, where is the crime? I'm not saying it's right and we shouldn't re-explore the Patriot Act, but this is not the government doing something illegal. This is something that Congress passed and that they have oversight of. I mean, the White House really, they were briefed a zillion times. So anybody on the right is full of it.
Right.
That's saying, oh, we didn't know. Oh, my God, this is illegal activity by the Obama administration. No, it's not. This is what, you know, and should we have agreed to it? And should, you know, relook at it? I mean, Dianne Feinstein said I'm open to having every month looking at this or having new, you know, oversight of it. But to say that it's something illegal they're doing without congressional oversight is just not true. So what did he blow the whistle on? I don't get it. I mean, it you know, is it wider than maybe we realize?
I guess. All of the documents haven't been released yet.
Right.
Glenn Greenwald said last night that more and more is going to come out as this thing goes along.
Yeah, and someone else said that. We should maybe, you know, hold off on deifying him or
exactly.
vilifying
right.
him.
It depends on what he releases. If he puts agents' lives in danger,
right.
I have a huge problem with that.
Well, we always said, Jim, and you got to be consistent. When they outed Valerie Plame, to me that was clear treason, and people probably got killed because of that. Mm-hmm. And they outed a CIA agent during wartime for political purposes to shut up her husband. I mean, that couldn't have been clearer to me. You know, this leak... You go, this clearly is a huge, a lot of people could die. This clearly is a huge, this is the largest national security leak in our history. And Daniel Ellsberg says, I mean, nobody died from his leak and, you know, maybe he was proven out on that, but, you know, this, I'm just saying there, and Jackie was the first who brought that up yesterday. There was definitely a self-aggrandizing sort of portion of this that was a little like, you know, and it's like, well, then why are you looking to get away if you think you're such a hero?
Right.
Why are you, you know?
Yeah.
Well, he may have miscalculated, by the way, about Hong Kong.
Yes.
As it turns out.
And
yeah.
I love how he's so worried about America becoming a totalitarian state that he fled to China.
Right.
China, yeah.
Right.
Well, he wants to see what a real totalitarian state is.
Sure. Okay.
Yes. Yes. No, I'm just saying, I think there's hyperbole on both sides, and that we're East Germany. It might be a little hyperbolic at this point.
Yeah. It's not exactly the Stasi.
Yeah, but anyway, pew.
Pew, pew.
Pew. Right. Pew Research poll said 56, that's almost 60% true, of the country thinks the NSA spying on them is fine. Or don't care. I don't know. Asked if it was acceptable for the NSA to intrude on privacy and service to terror investigations, people in 2006, 2010, and today all expressed about 2-to-1 support for doing so. I mean,
I'm just a little concerned about the slippery slope. It's like, well, I've done nothing wrong, as far as you know.
Right, right.
Until someone decides something is wrong.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I think that argument is valid, too, that's the argument people use it for a lot of things. Like, oh, well, what do you have to worry about if you're not...
That's not the point.
And I personally think well-known Southern Belle Lindsey Graham probably should be a little more concerned.
I think so.
About his private communications, since he seems to be so private. As a confirmed bachelor.
Sure.
What are you insinuating?
I think we may find his Grindr profile.
Just saying.
Just might.
Might.
Not saying there
could
is.
Could be.
Could be. Not, who knows?
Or maybe he's more into scrub.
Not 1,000 calls or texts to John McCain while he's in Syria. What you doing?
What you thinking about?
Why so distant? Okay. Just saying. All right. But you know what? Hey, the good news, great topic for talk radio. Maybe someone in talk radio is behind this leak.
Randy?
Check it. All right, 17 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Oh, come on! You gotta admit, this is cool!
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Yeah, this is a story.
Stephanie Miller.
Nasty dog. Oh.
Atomic Dog's lawyer for you in line two.
Oh, God.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show this hour, brought to you by SodaStream. All right, Jim and I have come to a meeting of the minds. Edward's known as especially crazy. His girlfriend is...
Oh, yeah. There's a picture of her at Gawker.
Well, let me just say, someone did point out, is this the most holic way to break up with someone ever? I think so.
Kind
of. Maybe that part of it. And she's hot.
Maybe it was starting to get serious and he got scared. He
right. Got cold feet. Stupid, typical
so,
man.
I'm
stupid
go man. Going to exile and...
Dummy.
Jeopardize everything.
She is a pole dancer. Look at her. She's not as hot, let me just say, as the official pole dancer of the Stephanie Miller Show, Hot Bree. Who, by the way, is not actually... That's just... She just had a...
She has a pole.
Right.
Well...
She doesn't do it for a living.
Yeah. A stripper
this
pole.
This girl does it for a living.
Zbigniew Brzezinski hangs out at her house?
What? Okay. No, not that kind of pole. I'm a pole.
You are a pole.
And I'm sometimes...
You're half pole.
Right. Okay, a blog reportedly belonging to the girlfriend of the man who left their home in America to leak classified NSA documents. Two major newspapers said she feels all alone. Well, no kidding, because your boyfriend's a hole. He didn't tell her. Okay, you got to hear this whole story.
Oh, God.
You want the fun facts?
Sure.
This makes it even worse. He's just a jerk.
I'm not going to be home for dinner tonight.
Yeah, honey,
it's
I got a
complicated
thing. I'll explain. She moved there with him.
I'll give you a call from Iceland.
I gotta get Jackie on the phone about this. She moved to Hawaii with him. Ow! For those of you, she blogged, for those of you who know me without my superhero cape, you probably understand why I'll be refraining from blog posts for a while. Blog post original, allegedly written by Lindsay Mills, dated June 10th.
Mm-hmm.
My world has opened and closed all at once, leaving me lost at sea without a compass. Mills, an acrobatic pole performer, is the girlfriend of alleged NSA leaker Edward Snowden.
Huh.
I'm guessing she is not.
I am
one of his
not.
Fans.
No, not anymore.
One of your fans.
Not really on the phone with Daniel Ellsberg. Hero, he's a stick. Bastard person. Ah, blah, blah, blah. Let me just see. Huh? Oh, the poetic blog. Oh, she does poetry and is a pole dancer, too.
Oh, really?
Mm. Wow. And very vulnerable right now. You might want to go to Hawaii for a free leg.
She's sensitive and athletic.
Going to be on Maui.
Very vulnerable, Jim. All alone, lost at sea. Perhaps you could help her with your personal GPS.
Sure.
Written by Mills under the initial L for Lindsay. has several references to a companion named E, with whom she moved to Hawaii. E never never named fully. There's several pictures of the couple. His face is non-visible. Oh, probably because she's...
Kind of like that line from...
Faced it.
That line from Mommy Dearest. If she doesn't like you, she makes you go away. All of the pictures in the house have her ex-husband cut out of them.
Let's see. For those who have forgotten, I moved to Hawaii. For those who have forgotten, not naming any names, whoever it is, I hate and his ass face. Let's see. She said, for those who have forgotten, I moved to Hawaii to continue my relationship with E. Okay. The son, let's see, then she, before detailing a weekend
and
night...
E's turned out to be kind of a D.
Right. D-bag. The sun falling, sweat building, and my yard growing tidier, I looked over at E and smiled. This was the most adult, boring moment I'd ever had. I felt grown up, suburban, oddly content. Oh, and he probably felt trapped!
Yeah.
Because he's a jerk! Sorry. Some of my own issues. Sorry. I was happy to find... Dr. Freud, for me, I'm on three. I was happy to find my romantic date in the end. In the same post, L, for Lindsay, says she remembers when she and E fell in love. I'm guessing he is just A now. Or...
A-hole, yeah.
Right. Fell in love with little street festivals in Japan right around the time Snowden told the Guardian he began work as a private contractor on a military base on the island nation. Snowden said before he decided to take on the NSA, he had a very comfortable life that included, among other things, a girlfriend with whom he shared a home in Hawaii. Mm. I'm willing to sacrifice all of that. Oh! Because I can't in good conscience, blah, blah.
Whatever!
Blah, 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 blah. Oh! Get that booking, Travis! Get Lindsay the pole dancer on the
phone.
Get L. Jackie and I have some stuff to talk to her about. All right. So those are the latest.
Wow.
All right. All right. So I'm just saying, look at that. Would you leave that? Jerk. Gary in Texas. Hi, Gary.
Good morning, Steph. Hey, guys. I love the way you're giving your coverage on Leakgate.
Thank you.
But the one thing we haven't touched on is the 800-pound gorilla in the room.
What's that?
Which is... Even if Congress repeals the Patriot Act, which they won't, do you really think the NSA is going to stop what they're doing?
Well,
I mean, they've built a $2 billion facility in Utah to pick up every piece of information in the world, plus probably your mother's Hallmark birthday cards.
Well, Gary,
on the side.
Right. You know, I mean, Rude Pundit, who's no fan of all this, said that yesterday. He said, do you really think any president's going to give this back? Do you really think that now that it's basically that the genie bottle's open, do you really think we're going to close it? And so I agree with you, but I got to say, not to be an Obama apologist, but I'm just saying, Chris, if there's a terrorist attack, people are going to care about this. I mean, and what do you do when you're the leader of the free world and you have this information?
Exactly.
And like he said, you can't have 100% privacy and security. And I what call would you make? I mean,
that's why I keep saying it's a sticky wicket.
It is. And you can stop saying that now.
I will do that
all
then.
All right. That's a sticky wicket that she's swinging around on, the pole dancer.
It's a bit of bother.
29 minutes after the hour.
We'll use that phrase now.
Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
I feel like the tattoo on Ada Totoro's left boob. I feel gross.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it, 34 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEPH-12. The phone number, toll free from anywhere. Oh, I'm just reading more from Edward Snowden's girlfriend's blog. Oh, bastard person. Just saying.
And I'll tell you why I can't put up with you people, because you're bastard people.
Right. I'm just saying, I feel as a girl, I need to counteract from the girl point of view.
Okay.
Daniel Ellsberg's thoughts on what a hero.
Whatever.
Saying, would you like to love to hear? Give me some love music.
All right.
This is Lindsay Mills is his girlfriend, smoking hot, pole dancer. Just saying. She feels lost at sea, Jim. Once again, alone, vulnerable, in Hawaii. Barely clothed.
Which island?
Oahu.
In need of GPS. As we all know, are men that will never ask for directions. Yeah. Your penis serves as a you know, a GPS of some sort.
Recalculating.
A compass. It's the only thing that can recalculate your route. In a blog post on April, so she moved there with him, and he didn't tell her anything about this. And again, as a listener said, one of the most holic ways ever to break up with a,
sure.
someone. In a blog post on April 15th, 2013, Mills said she and E are moving, writing, E and I received the keys to our next abode yesterday, and she seems excited about a new space and how the couple took time to envision what each room could look like once we crammed our things in them. Like, for instance, our classified documents. And other things that he needed to store before he skedaddled. 2 weeks after the post was written, Snowden Mills moved out of the Hawaiian house they had moved into in January, said a neighbor. Snowden disappeared somewhere in Hong Kong. Mills has not appeared publicly since. She's crying, playing I Will Survive, eating Haagen-Dazs, although she'll have to cut back if she wants to keep pole dancing. In the blog, Mills' last few entries mention her feeling alone, but it's her post Monday, the only one after Snowden's public confession, that she calls adrift. Again, Jim, adrift.
Adrift. In Hawaii.
In need of spooning. Barely clothes. Surely there will, because it's hot in Hawaii.
Sure. Janiqua will be with me in Maui. So.
Oh, well, it really depends on how
Janiqua feels about this.
Yes. She is about comforting women that are adrift.
Island, so.
Honey, I got to go to
Maui
Oahu.
It's complicated.
Yeah.
I can tell you, but I don't
have to
tell you.
It's classified. Yeah. I can't tell you.
But here, you can listen in.
She writes, surely there will be villainous pirates, not naming any names.
There will be villainous pirates.
If this is poetry, it's awful.
Yeah, let's just hope she's a better pole dancer than she is a poet. Yeah. Actually, now I'm starting to understand his, like, oh, really?
Really?
Maybe the spin around the pole is making you dizzy. Do I have to hear more haiku tonight? Surely there will be villainous pirates distracting mermaids.
What?
Oh, maybe there's some cheating of another kind going on. Distracting mermaids.
Well, the plot thickens.
Maybe he was Daryl Hannah. Who knows?
I don't think he's Daryl Hannah's type.
No. Distracting mermaids and tides of change in this new open water chapter of my journey.
God.
Oh, dear.
But ouch. In fact, I'm kind of wondering how he landed a pole dancer.
Really?
Yeah.
He looks like he belongs on an ITT tech commercial.
Yeah, dweeb.
Maybe they're both spies, and this is the legend they're creating.
This is all a distraction.
But at the moment, all I can feel is alone. And for the first time in my life, I feel strong enough to be on my own. Well, not like he gave you a choice. Though I never imagined my hand would be so forced. This part I love. Mill's mother declined to comment on the relationship, only saying this was a difficult time for the family. I imagine behind closed doors, she's somewhat chattier about Mr. Snowden. Okay. Also not a fan.
I am not one of your fans!
Slam! Okay. 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number. Mark in Boston. Hello, Mark.
Hi, how you doing, Steph?
Good, go ahead.
I just wanted to point out that, you know, you were talking, I've heard you guys talk about the number of security clearances out there. If you have a security clearance, it's kind of like an insurance policy in that, you know, you don't use it that often. You have it, you usually have it for like 10 years, and there is a very small part of the time that you have it that you actually get access to security. Secured material or classified material.
Well, and there
material.
Are different levels, obviously, of security
exactly.
clearance. Right.
And so unless you absolutely positively need to know that information, even if you have a top secret clearance, you're not going to get access to it unless you can prove or, you know, have someone above you approve
right.
access
and,
to that.
Right. And, Mark, I think one of the major questions is why are we subcontracting out to private contractors our most sensitive national security secrets?
Because that's where the innovation is happening. I knew you were going to ask me that question. That's where the innovation is happening. Unfortunately, you work for the government. There's not a lot of innovation there. The pay is steady, but there's not a lot of room for growth. And frankly, you'd have to invest billions, if not trillions of dollars into innovation and research.
I don't know if you saw this today. The Apple CEO, Tim Cook, he said, calling it the biggest change to iOS since the introduction of the iPhone, he unveiled an operating system for iPhones and iPads that will radically overhaul how users And that's what I'm saying. No matter what we do, we can't keep up with the technology anyway.
Right, right. It happens right. in the private sector right. or public companies that are yeah. that are privately owned or what have you. So, unfortunately, you're just not going to get that kind of innovation. And the last thing is, when you get a security clearance, you sign a document that is a legal document between you and the government
right.
that says, I cannot give out this information no matter what. So I'm a liberal as the day is long, but the guy violated that agreement.
Thank you. See, I think I'm a law and order liberal. That's what I am.
Well, whether he did a good thing or bad, he will be prosecuted
because
for violating that agreement. He did break that part of the law. Everything else, is up for discussion.
Yep, I hear you. No, and I think it is. And the president has said it is. I think that we should absolutely have this discussion, but you just can't say it's okay to leak,
Yeah. And I also think the private companies can be innovative, but they really shouldn't have access or be able to store mm-hmm. information like this.
I mean, I'm just saying, I'm not asking that question even for those of us like Mark on the left. Is what? How do we consistently say it clearly was wrong to leak Valerie Plame's name, but this is fine. This is a great leak.
Well,
yeah.
I don't know enough about what has been leaked in this to know.
That's what I don't get. What the crime is? I get that we look at the
right
Patriot
now.
Act,
right now, all he's given the public is the information that the NSA gathers all of these numbers. He hasn't given out any specific information yet.
Known that.
Apparently,
there's more. I guess.
Greenwald says that more documents are going to be coming out in the next weeks and months, and that is what I'm worried about. That
so he has dropped out of sight is the latest,
yes.
right? In Hong Kong, ahead of a likely push by the U.S. government to have him sent back to the U.S. to face charges. Several lawmakers on Monday called for his extradition and prosecution. Calling it the most significant security leak in U.S. history, which it probably is. Snowden had told The Guardian he went to Hong Kong in hopes it would be a place where he might be able to resist U.S. prosecution attempts. So, okay.
He didn't do his research.
Yeah, and you can judge his courage and, information that he gave to his girlfriend and whatever. courage, it's such a slippery thing.
Yeah.
On Monday, some local officials suggested that Snowden might have miscalculated. We do have bilateral agreements with the U.S., and we are duty-bound to comply with these agreements. Hong Kong is not a legal vacuum, and as Mr. Snowden might have thought, said one legal expert there.
He's kind of dumb in that respect.
Doy.
Doy.
Smart enough to steal all the classified stuff.
Learning about Hong Kong, eating some food.
Eating some dim sum.
Maybe he's not as proficient with the Google as he is with stealing of national security secrets. This part... He said he became disenchanted with Obama for continuing the surveillance policies of George W. Bush. Is this the way to protest it? Is this the way?
I mean,
we know that.
Right.
That's not new information. Right. Democrats and Republicans reauthorized the Patriot Act.
Exactly.
It's not like Obama was doing. And again, if you're president, what do? If you have all that information and you have to weigh. Can you imagine the right if there was another terrorist attack
exactly.
on U.S. soil?
And also, the Patriot Act is law. Is Obama supposed to just completely
and then they go,
go against the law?
He said this when he was
break
a senator. Well, he wasn't a senator with access to intelligence when he was
right.
a senator.
He's not supposed to just suddenly break the law when he gets into office. He's got to follow the law until Congress does something to repeal the most heinous parts of the Patriot Act.
Yeah.
As long as the Congress is in the hands of right-wing douche nozzles.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Nothing's
going
to change.
Well, exactly. By the way, I heard a conspiracy snossage.
Oh.
I think it was a caller to Randy Rhodes' show. So what's the name? Booz Allen? I see how I can remember that name.
Booz.
Right. I may change the name of the show to Booz Miller Show. Booz Miller Incorporated.
Sure.
But anyway, the main stakeholder is the Carlyle Group.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And, interesting theories all around this, but somebody was saying, was this leaked on purpose to outrage liberals to depress turnout in the next election, so that Republicans can win? Because obviously they don't, if you look at polling numbers on Republicans, not good. I don't know.
That seems
but
a bit of a
But it is interesting
stretch.
That the Carlyle Group is...
Yeah, but what are they getting out of this?
Because if you outrage liberals enough, and so, they're hoping that it will hurt the president politically, I guess.
But this also hurts Carlyle Group's bottom line, doesn't it?
I don't know.
Does it depress their profits?
Hmm.
Well, I don't. How would we know that yet? But anyway, James Clapper, director of national intelligence, said the leaks violate a sacred trust for this country. The damage these revelations incur are huge. Responding to questions about the White House efforts to bring to brief Congress about the surveillance programs, because that's hooey, Chris, as they say in some circles, that they were not briefed.
Okay.
A senior administration official released a list of 22 briefings that have been conducted for lawmakers over a 14-month span. And again, Senator Franken went to all the briefings, read all the stuff, so that was where he got his opinion from. Some of these people won't shut their pie hole, and they didn't go or read it, and they're like, why were we told about murder? It's like, well, because you didn't go. Or you didn't show up. Right. On Monday, Glenn Greenwald, The Guardian's lead reporter on the Snowden case, used Twitter to chide Clapper for claiming that Snowden's disclosures harm national security.
I don't know.
How do we know? That's what I mean. Greenwald also suggested there were more revelations to come, as you were indicating, Chris. So, again, you know, yet to be continued. All right. So 46 minutes after the hour, lots more on this. Our thoughts, your thoughts, crunchy audio goodness, as we continue on The Stephanie Miller Show.
It is a happening spot.
It's The Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
Don't do it.
No?
No, not funk with me. 51 minutes after the hour. 1-800.
Sorry, what?
1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Ed Snowden, the NSA whistleblower.
Even if you're not doing anything wrong, you're being watched and recorded. And the storage capability of these systems increases every year. You don't have to have done anything wrong. You simply have to eventually fall under suspicion from somebody, even by a wrong call. And then they can use the system to go back in time and scrutinize every decision you've ever made.
Yeah, that's
I have this creepy feeling that
evil.
I'm being watched and recorded right now.
What? Oh, you're paranoid. You're a paranoid crazy.
Right? a lot of interesting analysis on this. Somebody writes, Christian Science Monitor, in an odd way, Edward Snowden has done President Obama a favor. Mr. Snowden has diverted attention from the debate he wanted to trigger and made himself the center of the story, a lot of people have pointed out. There are procedures in place, as the Director of National Intelligence made clear and as the President made clear, both at the congressional, executive, and judicial levels, that provide oversight over these programs, the White House said again yesterday. Mr. Carney also repeated Mr. Obama's insistence that while he does not welcome leaks, he welcomes the debate over how to best strike a balance between security and protection of civil liberties. What's already clear is while some vocal members of Congress are incensed over the programs, most are not, and some of those are vocally defending them. And because the politics are at times a bit scrambled, and this is what we've said, some unlikely bedfellows, people on both sides that, you know, Republicans defending, Democrats criticizing the programs, they give Obama added cover. Dianne Feinstein of California, who I've mentioned, who I respect, said she was open to having a hearing every month on the surveillance programs if necessary. But the problem, she added, is that the instances where this has produced good, has disrupted plots, prevented terrorist attacks, is all classified. That's what's so hard about this. Mm-hmm. And we were saying yesterday, the Mike Rogers said, that apparently has been debunked. So, you know, sometimes there, because, you know, Republicans, I think, were used to that. Routinely in the Bush administration, they would go, this huge thing was foiled by what, and it was bunk.
Right.
It was hyperbole in a lot of cases. So I get that people tend to mistrust.
Look at the huge things that didn't happen.
Right. And that specific case, you know, apparently did not. But, I mean, talk about unlikely bedfellows. So Glenn Beck and Michael Moore both tweeted at almost the exact same time that he's a hero, Snowden. Mr. Beck said, earmarks of a real hero, hero of the year, tweeted Mr. Moore at roughly the exact same time. So,
those are strange bedfellows.
Wow! Ed Snowden.
Originally, we saw that focus very narrowly tailored as foreign intelligence gathered overseas. Now, increasingly, we see that it's happening domestically.
You know, here we go again. Like, is it his place to This is the problem. We do have elected officials. We have, you know, a commander in chief, and it just is it.
But that
this did seem awfully self-aggrandizing. Yeah.
But
it seemed like, oh, I'm the arbiter of you know.
Right, but having elected officials and an elected president does not prevent abuse of power.
He may be
trying to point out abuse of power.
Right.
We do need whistleblowers to
call
out things.
Right, but again, as I said in the top of the hour, Jim, this is not illegal behavior. Should we relook at it? Should we get rid of the Patriot Act? Maybe, but it's not illegal. The president's not doing something that's not,
Well, it hasn't been found unconstitutional yet.
Right. Someone said yesterday, could it be immoral? Could it be, should we relook at it?
Right.
Yes, maybe.
I have a feeling that the Patriot Act goes against a lot of what's in the Fourth Amendment.
A Republican said yesterday that, he said right after 9/11, did he feel like we needed this? Yes, maybe. He said maybe not now.
Yeah.
Maybe it needs to be. So, I there are people on both sides that are interesting, have interesting points of view. How about this conspiracy sausage from Michael Isikoff? Did you see this on NBC? He offered a surprising observation on MSNBC yesterday. He noted the federal government's decision to declassify aspects of the NSA's practice of warehousing the communications data of average Americans in the wake of private security contractor Ed Snowden's release of that information may complicate his federal prosecution. His headline is the Obama administration sabotaging prosecution of Ed Snowden to repair a rift with civil libertarians?
Interesting.
Interesting. Yeah, he said this may complicate his federal prosecution, given the fact a successful prosecution of Snowden, whose leaks have united civil libertarians on the right and the left in opposition to the NSA, is the least politically popular outcome the government can pursue. Is it possible that complicating the Justice Department's course was intentional?
Huh.
He said, I do not think, I do think this is not
that
going to be...
That would definitely be chess instead of checkers.
Yeah, I do not think this is going to be quite the slam dunk for the government into the leak prosecution that some people are suggesting today.
Mm-hmm.
The government has already declassified aspects of these programs as a result of what he did, so it makes it very hard to bring criminal prosecution for leaking information that within 24 to 48 hours the government declassifies. Certainly, federal prosecutors can still make the case, he said. Former Attorney General Michael Mukasey said he'd go after Snowden in a New York minute. Isikoff suggesting the federal government has harmed their case against Snowden is an interesting revelation, unlikely to be an impediment to mounting a prosecution. Declassification, however, may reduce the number of charges the government could successfully convict Snowden for violating.
Hmm. So maybe he's actually preventing the Patriot Act from doing an end run around the Fourth Amendment.
Right. I think that Randy said some stuff like this yesterday, just in terms of... they finished, could it be more politically advantageous for the White House to hamper the criminal prosecution of Snowden, a course they must pursue, in order to avoid further antagonizing the civil libertarian elements on the right and the left?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, man, everybody's got a theory on this.
So yeah.
I'm like, I don't...
Sounds like something he would do, though.
Michael in Boca Raton. Let's see if he agrees. Hey, Mike.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, good. Go ahead.
Well, I kind of disagree with the last caller in that I think Snowden is a hero. If he is leaking that the government is doing something that's constitutionally wrong, I mean, who is the biggest leaker, him or President Obama? When we caught Osama bin Laden, Obama went on television and bragged about the treasure trove of intelligence that we got. Didn't that just shoot the intelligence community in the foot?
No, he wouldn't have revealed that if he didn't have clearance to do so.
Well, just doing it shoots us in the foot.
How?
Why broadcast
to our
enemies that we have all this information?
Well, because wouldn't you assume that we did? I mean, that was the whole point of going in and not, not taking the whole combat out with a drone or whatever, right? All right. 58 minutes after the hour. We have Charlie Pierce. We got a healthcare corner. We got a lot coming up. Don't go away.
Do.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Everybody calm down. We're just experimenting with different music. Everybody remain calm. We just don't feel like talking to lawyers today. 6 minutes after the hour.
The lawyers didn't like our tone.
1-800-STEPH-1-2.
They never do.
When you say R, you mean you. 1-800.
That's because you wouldn't take their call.
Nobody bothers calling me. I have no power here. 1-800-STEPH-1-2, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. StephanieMiller.com, the website. Wow. Oh, this was on my Facebook page.
Yes.
Not in the email. This
I just happen to be perusing the messages on your Facebook. I never really do that.
Right. This is why I don't do that.
Yeah. But I checked it out yesterday. I'm like, oh, okay, this is pretty funny.
All right. Okay. Here it is.
All right.
Josh, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Can't tell. You are a loud, obnoxious fool. Were you even born in the early 1970s? Well, see, that part I like. That's why I read it.
Yeah.
You are correct. I was not even born yet.
Wow. Okay.
It was an insult and a supposition that I'm much younger than I am.
Sure.
So, let's go with that. No, I was not even born yet.
Uh-huh.
The pro-Obama shirt you wear is an insult to the great majority of Vietnam veterans.
Huh?
What now?
What?
Why?
Because I know he wasn't born in time to have had anything to do with Vietnam.
Yeah. We got out of Vietnam, wasn't he?
No.
Right.
No.
I was five when we got out of Vietnam.
Okay.
Right. I have never even learned about Vietnam in school yet since I am so young and was not even born in the 1970s.
Okay, don't push it.
I am a Vietnam era vet and will tell you, in my opinion, you are snidiot.
Snidiot?
Snidiot?
I think he meant an idiot, but...
Okay.
He's an idiot. You are a typical uninformed follower that I feel has the intelligence to learn. Oh, see? He thinks I could be smart.
You're pretty and smart.
It's just I'm too young to be smart enough. I could... In over time, I could mature and you'd learn to use my intelligence. Perhaps when I'm not an ingenue anymore.
Okay. All right. We need to cut
has
that crap right
to,
now.
To learn, but enjoy the... Oh, I love this part. But enjoy the economic benefits from being a one-sided mouthpiece for the hard-left socialists that are destroying our American freedoms.
What?
Okay, let me review one more time.
What hard-left socialists?
Today, you said I was going back to my conservative roots. How many more stations could I get, Chris?
Oh, you could get hundreds.
About 500 more. I want more cash.
The only actual socialist in American politics is Bernie Sanders.
Yes.
Thank you. Yes, I do this for bag of cash.
And
that's
the socialists
right. Aren't
even organized enough to have a party, so he has to call himself independent
right. Officially. So, that's what all the hard-left socialists want you to think.
All right, the only woman more pissed off than Ed Snowden's girlfriend this morning
is
the woman that wrote this letter. We posted this on my Facebook page, but I have to read this because it's worth it. It's hilarious. This is an actual letter. This was PC Magazine Jim's 2009 Editor's Choice Award winner for the best letter sent via email. It Austin, Texas woman sent this to Procter & Gamble regarding one of their feminine products. Classic. Dear Mr. Thatcher, I've been a loyal user of your Always Maxi Pads for over 20 years, and I appreciate many of their features. Why, without the Leak Guard Core or Dry Weave Absorbency, I'd probably never go horseback riding or salsa dancing, and I'd certainly steer clear of running up and down the beach in tight white shorts. But my favorite feature has to be your revolutionary Flexi Wings. Kudos on being the only company smart enough to realize how crucial it is that maxi pads be aerodynamic, and I can't tell you how safe and secure I feel each month knowing there's a little F-16 in my pants. Have you ever had a menstrual period, Mr. Thatcher? I'm guessing you haven't. Well, my time of the month is starting right now, and as I type, I can already feel my hormonal forces violently surging through my body. Just a few minutes from now, my body will adjust, and I'll be transformed into what my husband likes to call an inbred hillbilly with knife skills. Isn't the human body amazing? As brand manager in the feminine hygiene division, you've no doubt seen quite a bit of research on what exactly happens during your customers' monthly visits from Aunt Flo. Therefore, you must know about the bloating, puffiness, cramping we endure, about our intense mood swings, crying jags, out-of-control behavior. You surely realize it's a tough time for most women. The point is, sir, you of all people must realize that America's just crawling with homicidal maniacs in capri pads. Which brings me to the reason for my letter. Last month, while in the throes of cramping so painful, I wanted to reach inside my body and yank out my uterus, I opened my Always Maxi Pad, and there, printed on the adhesive backing, were the words, "Have a happy period." Are you kidding me? What I mean is, does any part of your tiny middle manager brain really think happiness, actual smiling, laughing happiness, is possible during a menstrual period? Did anything mentioned above sound the least bit pleasurable? Well, did it, James? FYI, unless you're some kind of sick S&M freak, there will never be anything happy about a day in which you have to jack yourself up on Motrin and Kahlua and lock yourself in the house just so you don't march down to the local Walgreens armed with a hunting rifle and a sketchy plan to end your life in a blaze of glory. For the love of God, pull your head out, man. If you have to slap a moronic message on a maxi pad, wouldn't it make more sense to say something that's actually pertinent, like put down the hammer or vehicular manslaughter is wrong? Sir, please inform your accounting department that effective immediately there will be an $8 drop in your monthly profits, for I've chosen to take my MaxiPad business elsewhere. And although I will certainly miss your flexi wings, I, for 1 minute, will not miss your brand of condescending bull. And that's a promise I will keep. Always, Wendy Aaron's in Austin, Texas, who is hilarious.
Yes. I just checked Snopes, because that sounded a little fishy to me. I checked Snopes.com.
Yes, yes.
And that's a mixture of real and not real.
I don't care. Apparently, it's funny.
The letter writer is real. The letter is real, but she never sent it to Procter &
Gamble. Well, she should have. I'm going to forward it.
Okay.
Okay. Dana in Maryland, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Dana.
Good morning, lovelies. How are you?
Good morning.
How's everybody?
Good. Go ahead.
Good. Chris, I love your shirt. Should be Taco Day every day.
Oh, it's Taco Tuesday, absolutely.
Oh, Taco Tuesday.
Yes.
And, yeah, I spent, poor T-Bone, I'm crying about Peter Page. I'm absolutely crushed that I missed that yesterday.
Oh,
I absolutely love him. I'm so bummed. And
you don't have a DVR? What's the matter with you?
I do, and I forgot to set it because I was running late out the door, and I just, I could kick myself.
Oh,
he's fab.
Oh,
so, okay, first of all, I don't email that much anymore, so... you know, I don't really care if anyone's reading what I write. You know, like Game of Thrones squee or something. I don't think they're looking for me.
Yeah, right.
So, you know, I don't email that much. So, and I don't understand why these guys come out and say they're so proud of what they've done, but they're trying to get to a country where they can't be extradited.
Right. Well, yeah,
you know, exactly. I don't know. I just think this guy's a little skeevy.
Yeah, I know.
I think something is, you know, kind of off.
Well, right.
And not
I mean,
because he doesn't have a high school diploma, whatever, you know, it
no,
is what
I think,
it is.
But I think Jackie brought up an interesting point that it is a little skeeve to go, okay, so
yes.
He must have been planning to do this before he
yes.
started. He was already talking to Glenn Greenwald, so he took the
yes.
job, you know.
And, yes, and he's allegedly broke. And I'm saying allegedly because I don't know if that's true.
Right.
But he's allegedly broke, and that may be part of his motivation. And, you know, my last point is for Jim. Haven't we been spied on forever? Pretty much. I mean...
Well, right, and is it technology, Jim, though? That's what I'm saying. You know, is it because of technology?
It's just easier
that
to do now.
Right.
But, right, it's easier to do. And, you know, Rachel did a great piece last night on 10-year-old hackers working for the government.
Right.
Yeah.
They're
wow.
10.
Shocking.
So, you know, I just think this guy, I don't think we have the full story yet, and that's my feel.
Yep, exactly.
So,
yeah, exactly, honey.
Well, we have one listener who thinks Edward Snowden is a Republican plant. I'm not
oh,
sure.
Dear. Oh, dear.
What he bases that on.
Yeah.
Oh,
that
dear.
That sounds a little conspiratorial.
Everybody has a theory.
You
on this.
See things that may be disturbing, but over the course of a normal person's career, you'd only see one or two of these instances. When you see everything, you see them on a more frequent basis, and you recognize that some of these things are actually abuses.
Yeah, this is the piece I was telling Jackie about why we should, and the Daily Beast, why we should resist the hero worship. You know, and they say, as tends to happen, it was an immediate online beatification. On Twitter and Insta columns produced immediately after he disclosed his identity, Edward Snowden, the Booz Allen employee who acknowledged leaking top secret NSA documents, blah, 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 was declared an American patriot. He was favorably compared to WikiLeaks Bradley Manning and Pentagon Papers whistleblower Daniel Ellsberg, while The Guardian proclaimed that Snowden will go down in history as one of America's most consequential whistleblowers. There were scattered moments of skepticism, but they were vastly outweighed by drippy, you know. So, I mean, just an interesting take from everybody. Dare I suggest a small dollop of skepticism is required here? And this is what Jackie just said. There is an instinct indulged by journalists and activists to reflexively anoint the leaker or the whistleblower, depending on your point of view, saintly status. And the braying mobs of Snowden supporters, who nicely overlap with the passionate Julian Assange fans and Ron Paul devotees. By the way, Snowden himself, I didn't know this, donated $500 to Paul's campaign in 2012.
Huh.
Will doubtless dismiss any incertitude as grumblings of Obama administration flunkies, that'd be me, I guess,
mm-hmm.
or Bush nostalgics. Well, no. Even a generous reading of the programs exposed by Stone should deeply trouble those of us who are skeptical of the ever-growing American security state. Nevertheless, raises ethical and moral issues that demand further public debate. But even after Stone's disclosures, do we even understand what exactly the NSA is engaged in? I think it's a good point. The information we lack vastly outweighs the information we have. Writes someone else, we should be cautious in interpreting data summaries we don't fully understand. And, you know, people from whether it's Al Franken to Mike Rogers on the other side of the aisle, Jim, have said that they have said he doesn't even know what he's talking about. Greenwald doesn't, and Snowden doesn't understand what exactly they're talking about. For instance, the Post claimed, we saw this, the NSA was tapping directly into the central servers, remember that, of the 9 leading U.S. internet companies, blah, blah, blah. I mean, there is a lot of sort of hysteria, I think, when stories first break. The Guardian made similar claims, but one intelligence source said the program is not as described in the histrionics in the Washington Post or the Guardian. None of it is true. The NSA, the Post updated its story, no longer claiming that companies such as Google and Facebook provided the NSA with direct access to their servers. They wrote, almost no one who reacted to the story initially did so with any skepticism about the Post sources or its conclusions. And, you know, Jim, don't you think that people tend to believe what they want to believe based on their predisposed views?
Especially when we have so little information.
Right.
We can interpret it any way we want.
Right. And the Daily Beast finishes, his odd escape to Hong Kong also rankles, as does his confident declaration the island is a beacon of press and internet freedom, which, you know, he may have, as we said, miscalculated.
Yeah, sure.
certainly had the authorities. And the thing he said about that he could wiretap anyone from you or blah, 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 you know, or up to the president of the United States. And he said that it was a relatively low-level 29-year-old NSA subcontractor authorized to wiretap anyone in the United States. Let us at least hope this isn't true. I mean, again, you don't know what stuff is self-aggrandizing hyperbole or not.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, they just said, until we know, let's take a few breaths and resist the insta-consecration of Edward Snowden. So
please, let's.
Yes, I'm guessing his girlfriend is. 18 minutes after.
Oh, we need that exclusive booking.
I imagine there's a dartboard next to her pole. That she pole dances on. All right, 18 minutes after the hour. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Red, White, and Steph. It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 22 minutes after the hour. I want that job. Booz Allen is already advertising Snowden's position.
Yeah.
Looking for a high school dropout.
I think
no
he's been
experience
fired.
I'm not a high school dropout, but I'm bad at computers. Right? And working at a company with booze in the title, perfect for me.
Exactly. And it's in Hawaii.
I'm a well-known boozer.
And you like
it's
Hawaii.
It's Hawaii. I love Hawaii. No computer skills of any kind. All right, 23 minutes after the hour. Charlie Pierce coming up at the bottom of the hour. By the way, here's the problem with the Rand Pauls of the world, that just want to use this as an excuse to Obama bash that, oh, look, it's the same. It's all the same. IRS, Benghazi, and NSA, it's all overreach.
Whatever.
The IRS is a non-story.
Thank you. We touched on this yesterday, but didn't have time in the middle of the NSA thing. IRS staff undermines GOP claims that the White House directed target. It's a Republican was in charge of the office and said, no, it was me. I mean, did I mention he's a Republican?
Yeah.
Okay. Representative Elijah Cummings, the top Democrat on the House Oversight Committee, pledged to release transcripts of interviews with the IRS officials that Republicans insist demonstrate the agency's targeting of conservative groups was directed by the Obama administration. Cummings made the remarks on CNN's State of the Union a week after Daryl Issa appeared on the program and insinuated with no evidence, as he tends to do.
Yeah.
You know what? I think that maybe, based on nothing at all.
He said, I wrote to Chairman Issa on Thursday, wrote to him this morning. I want those transcripts to be released. Ruh-roh. Mm. Ruh-roh, Daryl. This is almost the comedy gubernatorial exploding cigar blew up in your
pocket. Yeah.
I'm going to be governor. No, you're not.
I was going to be my job. After all I've done.
He really did cry, didn't he?
Yeah, he cried like a baby little girl. I'm willing to come on your show next week with the chairman with the transcripts. If Pete agrees to do that. I'm guessing he'll suddenly be busy for the first time ever.
Yeah.
For an invitation on TV. He said if he doesn't, I'll release him by the end of the week. Cummings insisted the interviews will prove the White House was not involved in this, pointing out Cincinnati IRS manager of the screening group, a career veteran of the agency who identified himself as a Republican, told investigators Washington did not direct the targeting. I do not believe the screening of these cases has anything to do other than consistency in identifying issues that needed to have further development, he said. Rather the scrutiny that began in 2010 after an IRS screener identified a Tea Party group asking for nonprofit status as high profile, asked his boss, the conservative Republican, for additional guidance. That individual sent the case to the Washington Technical Office so it could be treated consistently. Based upon everything I've seen, the case is solved. Cummings said, if it were me, I would wrap this case up and move on.
Obama was trying to... I got nothing.
Right. Nothing. UConn. Let's go to John in Buffalo. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Good morning, Stephanie.
Hello.
Hey, while we're busy shooting the messenger, we're ignoring the fact that the NSA argument about intelligence and security is a straw man. Mm-hmm. Anybody can go to a dollar store and buy a completely untraceable disposable phone for under $50. And if they go to public Wi-Fi, it's completely untraceable. Mm-hmm. So what's the issue? What are they really trying to do? And, Jim, take a look at MDOCS as far as consolidating information goes.
All right.
Okay.
The only thing I would dispute is if it's a dollar store, then it shouldn't cost $50. You're overpaying for your disposable phone at the dollar store. It should be, unless it's the $50 store.
I don't think they have $50 stores.
Just saying.
Maybe they have $50 stores, and they have to go to each one.
You have to go to 50 of them.
You have to pick up a part at each store.
It's inconvenient.
Yeah.
Hello, Joe in Santa Fe.
Hi.
Hi.
Snowden's girlfriend is not a pole dancer.
Oh, what?
What?
Oh.
She's actually a ballerina. She's a graduate of the Maryland Institute of Art.
Oh, really?
And picture of her on the pole is from her performing with the Waikiki dance troupe.
Oh.
If you've seen Showgirls, though, you know that pole dancer and ballerina aren't mutually exclusive.
I'm a dancer, damn it.
Right. However, I think calling her a pole dancer does sort of take away from that graduate of Maryland Institute of Art.
Maryland Institute of Arts, and he's MIA.
Interesting.
Wow.
So, little something for
Well, that's
morning.
What the ABC News story, that's what it called her.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, you know, and she didn't say, actually didn't call her pole dancer, said something.
I think you embellished a little bit.
Oh, I was trying to sex it up.
Well, she's a dancer, and she's on a pole, so technically.
She's a dancer,
exactly.
Damn it.
She's a dancer,
She's
damn
a dancer from Warsaw, so.
In the words done. Of Elizabeth Berkley.
Oh, what? You got that right.
Right?
Wow.
That was like, that just joggled out of my brain.
I worked with her cousin on my first radio show.
I was just trying, you caught me. I was trying to sex up the story for ratings. Charlie Pierce from Esquire.com next.
Stephanie Miller.
Mom says you'd make a great Florida whore. What does that mean?
Pardon me, I'm dumpster diving. Looking for the correct information on pole dancer. Oh, here it is. This is quite a news operation we have here. I was crawling through the recycling bin just now. ABC News is saying... Mills. Her name is Lindsay Mills, and she is an acrobatic pole performer.
Oh, hello! I'll bet she is.
That would mean
is that what the kids are calling.
That would mean pole dancer.
That's what right. So I don't know what the caller is talking about. They're saying she is a ballerina.
Unless she does it in a circus.
It sounds like
an
a
acrobatic
euphemism.
Pole performer. Sounds.
Yeah, damn.
He says she wins. She's a ballerina. Okay, whatever. I do think it's the Elizabeth Berkley moment.
No,
from
she
Showgirls.
Does it in toe shoes and nothing else.
I am a dancer. Damn it, as am I. Okay. The president on the whole NSA thing.
Every member of Congress has been briefed on this program. With respect to all these programs, the relevant intelligence committees are fully briefed on these programs.
Yeah, so that's a bunch of hooey, as I said earlier. Mm-hmm. It, you know, because some people are going to use this for whatever political purpose they have. And if they want to bash Obama, they're going to go, oh, look what he's doing. And we weren't told. It's like, yes, you were told. Yes, you were. What did Carney say? 22 times
yeah,
or something?
Yeah.
They were, okay. Jay Carney.
There is obviously an investigation underway into this matter. And for that reason, I am not going to be able to discuss specifically this individual or this investigation.
Okay. Jenny in Georgia, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Jenny.
Hi, sweetie. How are you?
Good. Go ahead.
Okay. First of all, I am so glad to talk to you because it's been a long time. And the other thing is, just because I know the alphabet doesn't mean I can write a Pulitzer Prize novel.
Right.
And just because I know numbers doesn't mean I can play blackjack and count cards. It's like, what do you do with all that information? My feeling is my house is a mess because of my information or crud, the paperwork that comes through my house. And it's like, that doesn't mean I can discriminate between what I pay attention to and what I throw out and what I don't. It's all a matter of how do you use this information.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea is, just because you have information, anybody can abuse what they have,
right?
If they have a mind to. And so it's like,
well, Jenny, right? And I mean, I think
spying on their spouses, right, you know, their ex-spouses and stuff like that.
Yeah,
that's wrong.
Right,
so
and that's
like,
what I'm saying. The point is to spy on us, but, you know, as far as we know anyway right now, that is not what it is. It is, you know, metadata is what it is.
Right.
It's looking for patterns that you might find among terrorists. And so, I think it is important to know they're not, like, looking at, you know, trying to figure out what you're saying in your emails or listening to your phone calls.
As far as we know yet.
Yes. Right. And I was right about the pole dancing, so I could be right on that, too. Who knows? Just saying.
I think the main things they're looking for is patterns in originating phone numbers connecting with terminating phone numbers.
Right.
And, yeah, that's
so
far.
Yes. All right. Senator Dianne Feinstein, Democrat of California, yesterday.
The program here is legal. It has been passed by the Department of Justice as a legal program. It is carefully audited.
I think this needs to go to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court needs to rule on this.
Daniel Ellsberg says it is unconstitutional, but again, it's just, you're right. Until we have a ruling on that, it, you know, is it up to the Ed Snowden's of world to just leak all this information indiscriminately?
He is neither an elected nor an appointed judge.
Yeah. Daniel Ellsberg did write quite a lengthy piece, Jim. I've read it. Mm-hmm. You know, of course we know his, and I was saying this at the top of the show, that it is interesting. You know, he obviously says he's a hero and a patriot. Jeffrey Toobin, who we had on yesterday, said he's a self-aggrandizing jerk who belongs in prison. Daniel Ellsberg, who leaked the Pentagon Papers in 1971, says the machinery of our democratic government is broken and we need whistleblowers like Bradley Manning and Edward Snowden to inspire Americans to fight back against mm-hmm. this invasion of privacy. He said, I think there has not been a more significant or helpful leak or unauthorized disclosure in American history ever than what Edward Snowden shared with The Guardian about the NSA, and that definitely includes the Pentagon Papers. A lot of people will surely call him a traitor, he writes, but they're mistaken. That's an extremely unpleasant experience with someone who knows he's a patriot, who's certainly a patriot from what I know so far. So that's the other thing, Jim. Even he qualified it at one point in here by saying from what we know so far. He says, I very much hope Manning and Snowden inspire others. I hope not. I disagree. He said he's talking about the nature of the program, which our caller just brought up. He said its very existence is an abuse. It's a violation of the Constitution. The president says it's legal based on congressional decisions made in total ignorance of the scale of the program, but Congress cannot repeal the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution. So in that sense, you're right, Chris, if we would have to go to the Supreme Court.
Yep.
In short, the machinery of our democratic government has entirely broken down. There's no effective congressional oversight is what, I mean, there again, Dianne Feinstein, Al Franken, people like that are saying there is. Daniel Ellsberg is saying he doesn't think there is. He said, I'm glad they wiretapped the mafia. I'm glad they wiretapped people reasonably suspect of being terrorists. Fine. They can certainly get warrants for that. They can get a warrant, any warrant they want. But scooping up all the digital data of everyone in the country, it's ridiculous to call that constitutional. That's a different form of government than what we had 200 years ago. Mm-hmm. What it is East Germany without the mass detentions. East Germany's going a little far, I think. But, you know, again,
in terms of just the information gathering.
Right.
It is.
Right. But I mean, yeah, things, again, worthy of debate. Our friend, Representative Keith Ellison, Democrat of Minnesota.
We were never told that we were able to find out the information's been revealed this week. So I think it's a fiction. It's a fiction that everybody in Congress knows.
Well, you know, and Charlie Pierce, who we're still looking for, mm-hmm. he sort of said that the size of it, the breadth of it is a little, you know, breathtaking. So, yeah. you know, he was saying the same thing Ruth Punnett did, that we didn't know. I mean, people knew this was going on. We might not have known the details or the scope of it. But anyway, we'll hopefully talk to Charlie in a bit. Let's go to Mike in Madison. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hello, Mike.
Hi. I was wondering if anybody sees the irony in someone like John Boehner talking about Snowden committing treason when the Congress pours shots of it every morning. And also the legislators that don't seem to mind all this information being taken on us, how would they feel if we had access to all their phone calls and meetings and where they were hanging out and who they were rubbing elbows with? I wonder if they'd feel the same way.
What do you think of that?
We could probably,
I love my
we
wife.
We could root out some treason.
We could find out exactly how much Larry Krug loves his wife. That's exactly right. Ken in Georgia.
I love my wife.
Of course you do. Ken in Georgia. We'll take your word for it. Ken in Georgia. Hello, Ken.
Yeah, I have two issues. The contract issue, that's the Republicans have cut the budget, so now we have to get employees contract clause. I wonder if Koch Brothers or Halliburton might own those companies, you know, that are contracting out where they don't have to pay benefits. The other issue is we've had spies all through this history of this country. Some are good and some are bad. They spied on the anti-slavery people. They spied on the pro-feminist group people.
Mm-hmm.
We during the Second World War, we spied on the Japanese and the Germans. But now the Native Indians spied on the Germans by breaking their code. That was good spying. But over the years, we've had checks and balances to eventually correct all those bad things. But now with the Koch brothers' Supreme Court decision, it's harder now to get the three branches of government to correct things. And so to me, it's more dangerous for these private companies to have this information.
Well, yeah, I agree. And that's one of the first things that, you know, I mean, the first thing I think everybody said is, how did this guy get this level of clearance? A 29-year-old high school dropout who dropped out of computer class? How do you get that
Maybe
job?
Maybe it's a reality show. We just don't know.
Well, yeah, he had a GED, so he did have a high school diploma.
And why are we private contracting out that level of intelligence? Yeah. I don't, you know, the whole thing.
How did a guy that young get a $200,000 job with a
old thing stinks like a whorehouse at low tide?
Exactly. How do you get a girlfriend that hot?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, he looks like he blew
cover
on an ITT tech commercial.
Right.
Representative
pimply faced and everything, you know.
Representative Kevin McCarthy, Republican, California.
We have our intel committee that gets briefed, but the full Congress does not, and that's why we have requested to be briefed tomorrow. We want to protect our nation from a terrorist attack, but there is a fine line here that we need to have greater accountability and greater transparency.
I think the caller got it wrong about the Native Americans breaking the German codes. I think he's conflating the Wind Talkers with the capture of the Enigma machine, where we were able to break the German codes.
All right.
The Windtalkers were Native Americans.
Don't bring up anything about Germany that Jim will know more than you do.
It's World War II. Mm-hmm. But
Jim
the
is the Glenn Greenwald of German information.
But the Japanese they didn't need this talking code because they spoke in their native languages, which the Japanese couldn't figure out.
Right. They had no idea that language existed.
Right. Well, languages, there are many of them, yeah.
And other bad news for Edward Snowden, beyond the loss of his hot pole dancing girlfriend, in choosing Hong Kong as his initial place to take refuge from the U.S., the NSA contractor who has acknowledged leaking documents has selected a jurisdiction where it may be possible to delay extradition but not avoid it legal.
Hong Kong. I meant Pad Pong.
Damn.
Oh. Yeah. I meant the place with the ping pong balls.
Oh, damn you, Orbitz. Legal and law enforcement experts said he won't find Hong Kong a safe harbor, said one expert. Those agreements have been enforced for more than 10 years. If the U.S. submits a request, we would act in accordance with the law. If he took time to talk with a lawyer, I guess he skipped that.
Oh.
He would have decided somewhere else was a better prospect to avoid extradition. His explanation of a choice for Hong Kong was a bit off.
A little sketchy.
A little sketch,
yeah,
as Jackie would say. All right. Representative Mike Rogers, Republican, chairman of the House Intelligence Committee.
It is not targeted on Americans. It has to be a non-U.S. person believed to be on foreign soil.
All right. And as you can imagine, Senator Acquabuda, as Charlie calls him, has some thoughts. Rand Paul, as we continue, 45 minutes after the hour. Oh, and Charlie next hour, as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Call the political party line now, 1-800-STEP-12.
Stephanie Miller. Fight the power. Fight the power. Fight the power. We've got to fight the power. Let's be.
Fighting the music power.
Get it, get it, get it. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 50 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Senator Acquabuda, as Charlie Pierce calls him, Rand Paul yesterday.
I'm going to be asking all the internet providers and all of the phone companies, ask your customers to join me in a class action lawsuit.
Oh,
if we get
please.
10 million Americans saying we don't want our phone records looked at, then maybe somebody will wake up and say things will change in Washington.
Charlie writes, oh, and Senator Acquabuda, you're a U.S. senator. If you want to do something about this state of affairs, you have more serious means to which you can resort to than a futile lawsuit, although that will add some names to your fundraising database for 2016. Grow the up, please.
Oh.
Charlie Pierce, we'll talk to him. Bottom of next hour. All right. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Frank in L.A., you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Frank.
Yeah, you know, the government doesn't surprise that the fact that they're spying on us doesn't surprise me. The fact that the Republicans have been privatizing the government for years does. And, you know, the U.S. passports are printed in another country. Reagan started printing the census forms. He gave the job to a private company instead of the U.S. printing office. And, you know, the thing is, what is, they're privatizing the prisons, and what they want to do is minimize government and give everything to the private industry. Mm-hmm. They can't do it for the government because
right. Well, Frank,
government
that was,
doesn't
right.
profit. They make a profit.
Right.
You know, and
that was my original question of why are we contracting this out to a private company? I mean, it's, you know, and again, as we were saying, how do you get that job, $200,000 a year, and access to that level of intelligence secrets? I mean, it just, it's...
Wish I could have made $200,000 a year when I was 29. We work in radio, though.
Yes, exactly. Lisa in Detroit. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, how are you?
Good, go ahead.
Well, I wanted to say that I've been up all morning, and I'm high on caffeine because I've been drinking coffee because I've been blogging, that I'm so upset. I'm just stunned that people are acting like you didn't know your data was kept. All your data is always kept.
Right.
You know, that's why you have to be careful what you put out there because it's kept forever in ones and zeros.
Yep.
And, you know, in Detroit, we lost the mayor. The mayor lost his freedom and his job due to deleted text messages. They can retrieve anything that you've ever sent, anything.
Yep.
You know, and that's what I'm, you know, upset about because this guy is getting ready to get a book deal, possibly a movie deal,
mm-hmm.
you know, and he's going to look like he told us something that we didn't know already.
Right. Well, that's, at least that's exactly what I said at the top of the show today. I'm like, where is the crime? Where is the
right.
whistleblowing? It's like, yes, we can look at the Patriot Act and we can look at is this constitutional? We can look at all that, but he didn't, you're right. Like, what did he expose?
Right.
I mean,
that's all. I don't understand it.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, Lisa. I like her. Senator Susan Collins, Esmeralda of the great state of Maine. She can
the
make-
intelligence agencies tell me that they simply could not function effectively without the personnel, technology, and expertise of these private contractors.
Well, and that's what a caller was saying, that because mm-hmm. they have the technology, because I was asking this question, why are we using private contractors on this? But, you know, and she's the only one, by the way, you can't get her information because she could just have it disappeared. She just does that with her nose.
Sure.
And then you can't find. Oh, did she send a text? You don't know.
But wasn't Esmeralda the one that screwed up a lot? Like, she would... she would bring Napoleon in for some
right.
reason.
Right, she was right, and it was supposed to be, yeah.
Uncle Arthur.
Right.
Yeah.
And it was Napoleon. Yeah.
Sure.
Oh, Esmeralda. Okay. Representative Peter King, Republican of New York.
One, Al-Qaeda and its affiliates now know exactly what we're doing and what methods we have in place. Secondly, it's going to make it very difficult, or more difficult, for us to get companies, private companies, to cooperate with us and work with us.
The other thing I was going to say is if you're a smart terrorist, wouldn't you kind of know that already?
Exactly. Yeah. I think Al-Qaeda knows.
Okay. Doug in Hawaii, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Doug.
Well, hello, Stephanie.
Oh, my
Aloha
God.
Aloha from the Big Island.
Aloha. You're in exactly the right place to comfort Edward Snowden's hot pole dancing girlfriend, who is vulnerable and adrift at sea, as she writes.
Well, she's on another island, you know, Oahu. I'm on the Big Island near South Point, so it's a bit of a distance.
Oh, please. Put on a little effort, for God's sakes. Men are so
Get
lazy.
On an outrigger and go.
Oh, yeah. It's so easy, so easy. Anyway, the reason I called is because of the privatization trip that's happening now within the government. Starting, I guess, before the Iraqi war with, you know, with Blackwater and, you know,
right
now Z. And we haven't enough accountability, you know, from these people to, you know, to have any sort of control or say over them in some respects. I mean, is there any law that prevents them to use the information for personal, financial, or... you know, other reasons that could be detrimental to the United States.
It's the Wild West stuff.
Right. And how about we stop this austerity nonsense and tax cuts for the rich, and maybe we invest in technology so we don't have to, you know, go to private companies.
But it's really frightening, though, is that the private prisons, for-profit prisons, where they have a financial incentive to round people up.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't do anything wrong.
Talking
yes,
to you, Governor Crypt Keeper over there in Arizona.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Josh in thank you, Governor.
Doing,
Governor Bonefinger.
Thanks for having me on.
Hello, Josh.
How you doing, ma'am? I've got a couple points. I'm going to try to be real quick.
Okay.
The way this 25-year-old ended up with that job, my stepfather works for a Fortune 500 company where he's the head web guy. It's a billion-dollar company, and yet his $80,000 self is the one who has access to all the data. That's a very common practice and a way to handle that kind of thing. You know, your CEO makes the millions of dollars, but your guy designing all your programming and yada yada is really almost an entry-level position in a way.
Right.
With the Snowden guy, I don't think he's a hero, but I don't think he's a criminal either. I don't think he put out information that put the Americans in danger.
Yes.
We don't know that. I mean, he is a criminal. I mean, he did break the law.
Yeah.
You know, and B, we don't know. That's the problem. We don't know again, those are all the things he's a hero. Will you if you find out a lot of people get killed because of what he leaked?
It's against the law to, you know, make public top secret information.
Yeah.
Yeah, but some things don't deserve to be top secret like that.
That still doesn't make it not against the law.
Well, I mean,
as
we were saying during the Valerie Plame thing, like,
so
like
Daniel
Ellsberg. She was a desk jockey and it was nothing. It's like, excuse me, she was an undercover CIA agent. Mm-hmm. You blew the cover of all the people in that, operation, and we will probably likely never know. But it's probably a good guess that somebody got killed.
Sure.
Or the people got killed. So anyway. All right. Let me do one more quick one before the break. Jim in California. Hi, Jim.
Hey, Steph. Hey, I thought that Bill Maher made a good point this weekend when he said that there's no way that our forefathers could have foreseen nukes or assault rifles allowed to that list the Internet. You know, when we crafted these search and seizure laws, they're talking about going into your homes. And anybody, you know, it's common knowledge that if you put it on the Internet, it's out there, you know?
Right.
And I there's one other thing I just got to get in real quick. Much like Richard Dreyfuss in Close Encounters of the Third Kind, I am crafting a Mount Rushmore of liberal talk radio, and I got Stephanie, Randy, and who used to be, you know, Rachel. Who's the fourth? Who can I put on there? Is it Garofalo? Who? I don't know.
I would Tom Hartman, Ed Schultz. Come on, man.
He wants a chick.
Oh, I see. All right, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 6 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. I will likely be on CNN tonight, as I am every night.
You were last night?
Being a media hoe. Yes. We were talking last night about guns again and the Santa Monica rampage.
Right.
It's just, you know, different day, same story, and it just then the topic becomes, oh, should the president focus more on mental health, not on guns? It's just the vast majority of mentally ill people don't kill anybody.
Right.
You know, it's like, yes, you have to look at both, but it just, this guy could have shot, what was it, Jim, 1,300 rounds if it weren't for, you know, and it, by the way, it wasn't some vigilante with a gun. It was, police officers, because mm-hmm. of the police response time, thank mm-hmm. God. It's, I mean, it's huge tragedy. Still five people died, but, you know,
yeah.
he literally had, I believe it was over 1,300 rounds. And then, just by the way,
what could we do to fix that? Maybe make those illegal, those large magazines?
Yes, exactly. And it was an AR-15 type rifle. Uh-huh. I mean, so, you know, really, how many of these stories are you going to have? A young, you know, mentally ill guy that goes off for whatever reason and yada, yada, but has access to, you know, a military assault weapon. And
who needs
100
rounds or 1,000 rounds to protect your home?
Right.
Unless you live at Fort Knox.
And just today, these two stories, Justin Stanfield Thomas shot and killed accidentally by his 4-year-old son in Arizona. Authorities in northern Arizona say a 4-year-old boy has accidentally shot and killed his father at a Prescott Valley home. Police say the boy somehow found the gun in the home's living room, accidentally fired it. The bullet hit his father, who was rushed to a hospital and died. This one, New Jersey cop arrested after allegedly shooting man to death in a road rage dispute. Greg sends me this story. Another needless gun death, this from a responsible gun owner. He's a cop.
Yeah.
The officer may not have initiated the incident, but he didn't have to escalate it, and I don't understand why he couldn't have driven away or tell the two men he's an officer and to cease and desist. If an officer can't act in a calm and rational way, what are the chances an untrained citizen with a gun will do the right thing? So he was off duty but got in a road rage incident and, you know, mm-hmm. shot and... okay. All right. Not to mention, we'll talk to Charlie about the Zimmerman trial, of course, is starting, and he
Help,
said... Help,
I've got a gun.
Right. He said the seven words this whole
right,
case
exactly.
it revolves around is, we don't need you to do that.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Meaning, don't follow him.
I wish they'd put it a little more clearly. Don't do that.
Yes. Yes. Not the just... Thing. Right. Yeah. He thought he was being a helper. We don't need you to. Oh, I'm going to do it anyway. It's like, no.
Yeah. No. Let me do it. Yeah, it's
I think
my
it's
pleasure.
Bill Maher said yeah. it would have been just a guy that lost a fight instead yeah. of a dead teenager. Uh-huh. But anyway. All right. Lots of stuff to get to.
It's Shecknet again.
Here she comes. All right. Good morning, Jackie Shechner.
Good morning. Is that music okay for us to use?
Yes.
Do we have the copyright
no,
to that?
No, everything's fine.
Okay.
We're good.
Just want to make sure.
Unless Rocky Mountain Mike yanks the copyright.
Listen, if we take Rocky Mountain Mike off, it's over. First of all, in terms of healthcare stuff, that's huge news this morning. You reported the Plan B birth control stuff. Tell
Isn't
us,
great?
Tell
not
us about
fight
that.
Against it
no,
anymore.
Tell us about tell us the for those who missed it.
Yeah, so for those who missed it, the Obama administration was fighting against a judge's ruling that said that Plan B, the emergency contraceptive, should not be available to everybody. The Obama administration wanted a restriction on the age of girls who could get it over the counter without a prescription. And they just decided to drop that they're not going to appeal the judge's decision. And the FDA now says that if the manufacturer submits the application that it needs to submit again, the FDA will immediately approve it. And we have
right.
to make very clear in every time we tell this story
yep.
that we're not talking about the abortion pill. We're talking about the emergency contraceptive that you take within 72 hours of having potentially unprotected or, you know, you have a failure of some sort, sex, and
right.
that would stop the actual conception. We're
right.
not talking about an abortion pill.
Right, exactly. All right. Anyway, so I think that is very good news. So I sent you some good news yesterday. Oh, no. More good news about the Affordable Care Act. In the LA Times, treatments of physical and mental health are coming together, kind of apropos, right, in the wake of all these, you know, mm-hmm. the shooters that are also mentally ill and doing something about that piece. And I said this last night, Jackie, on CNN. I'm like, hey, guess what? You know what helps with mental health? The Affordable Care Act.
Yeah, it does.
Guess
it
who's
does.
Trying?
We talk about extending mental health services.
Right.
This is one way we're going
to
do it.
Right. And, you know, for our friends that have not only voted against it but tried to repeal it 37 times. But the LA Times saying physicians and therapists traditionally haven't collaborated much when treating the same patient, but the federal health care law is spurring a change. And, I mean, this could be huge for a lot of reasons, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, the concept behind it, and this is really a larger theme of the Affordable Care Act, is coordinating care. I mean, that's something that we don't do well in this country, and it's something that we really should be spending more time and energy on. And it includes such things as electronic medical records and to be able to get patients' information from one facility to another or one doctor to another easily and without any sort of hiccup so that we can, you know, you're not doing the same tests over and over again.
Right.
You're not treating somebody with a medication they're allergic to, that sort of thing.
Right.
So in addition to that, what they're talking about here is the Affordable Care Act is going to cover mental health and substance abuse treatments or substance disorder treatments with the same to the same extent that they cover physical ailments.
Which I think is huge. I mean, there's some great stuff in this article. As the nation seeks to extend health care coverage, there's obviously millions more people now coming in, right? In many cases, chronically ill patients. They're saying one of the great parallel challenges to controlling cost and improving delivery care will be managing the mental health problems of, you know, a lot of people. Officials expect many newly insured patients arriving at doctor's offices in urban and rural clinics to have mental health complications. And they were talking about the connection between the two.
Well, one of the biggest problems up till now, though, is a lot of, like, the large group plans were covering some portion of your mental health services. But individual plans, and some small group plans, but individual plans didn't have that sort of coverage. And so if you had somebody who had some sort of mental disorder or a mental health issue of some sort, it wasn't treated as easily, A, because it wasn't covered, right? So people are less likely to seek treatment for things that aren't covered. And so then doctors are less likely, I think, to ask about it or to be willing to treat for it because it's something the patient ultimately can't afford.
Well,
if it's covered, they can better coordinate the care between the two.
And, you know, one of the doctors here, I was glad to point, you know, pointing out that what we should point out more that, you know, it's so linked, he said, you know, physical and mental health. I mean, I have a friend now dealing with a pain problem, and, you know, pain causes depression, and then, you know what I mean? It's like, it's a vicious circle.
Oh, absolutely.
And then depression makes the pain worse, and it's, you know.
There are physical manifestations of things like depression and anxiety. I mean, this is no secret. We know this. And you know, if you are backing into a physical, let's say, for example, you don't know you have depression, right? But you go to the doctor with a bunch of different symptoms, and the doctor runs a gazillion tests to figure out what you have, and, you know, ultimately there's no physical evidence that shows there's any sort of ailment, and you kind of back into the diagnosis of depression. It's a lot of times how they back into anxiety or they back into panic disorders, right?
Right.
You rule out any other sort of physical abnormalities. So this way you can include those potential diagnoses early on because there's not going to be the cost prohibitive.
Right. And here's another cost.
Stigmatizing barrier to going to get help for those sorts of things.
That's right. And you know, and the other cost thing, it's, you know, as the LA Times points out, failing to diagnose and treat mental problems early can lead to far costlier visits to emergency rooms and hospitals later.
Of course. I if you want a little personal anecdote, I mean, one
yes,
of the
please.
Reasons I became a huge advocate for healthcare reform is I was in New York City right after September 11th. And about a month afterwards, I found myself, like, unable to breathe. And it was a really weird kind of gasping sensation. And long, long story short, I ended up in the emergency room, and it was, you know, a $3,500 emergency bill overnight. I didn't have health insurance at the time. And 3 weeks later, we figured out it was some sort of anxiety panic attack. But I had gone through tests for, you know, all sorts of different things because I didn't know what it was.
Right.
And I had multiple visits to doctors and hospitals. Yeah, and so you're now in debt overnight, and, you know, you find out that it's some sort of anxiety panic thing that you're dealing with, and you've now racked up a bill.
That is making you panic more.
Right,
that's
yes.
That's a little overwhelming financially.
Right.
So, part of the reason I got into reform in the first place, but it happens to people every single day.
Could it have been exacerbated by the dust still in the air from...
It's possible. Yeah. It's possible. I mean, I think for me, there was certainly an emotional anxiety panic component to living like a mile away from ground zero.
That would contribute to it.
No,
yes.
It's not, Jim, because she has it here, but it's only when she goes too long without seeing me.
For the love of God.
Sure.
I'm starting to shake a little. It's been a couple of weeks.
See?
So we've interacted in person.
She's getting the shakes.
Oh, who's my little panicky koala? You are. Anyway.
It's kind of the same thing she gets when there's not enough box wine.
Yeah,
it's
that's right.
The same withdrawal.
Right. The last piece in the LA Times piece, traditionally primary care doctors and mental health practitioners have tended to treat the same patients with little coordination, experts say, now driven by the federal health care overlaw. Thank you, Jackie Schachner. Officials in LA County and around the nation are confronting the financial and health consequences of poor collaboration. So this is overdue. It says county health departments are training physicians to better identify depression and other mental health problems. Doctors and therapists are sharing more information with each other about their patients. And as you said, the Affordable Care Act also expands mental health benefits, requires new insurance plans to require depression screenings. And so I think that's right there, as you said, is huge, right?
Depression screening. Oh, my God.
Oh, how depressing.
Oh, cheer up, Jim. Cheer up about depression screening.
I'm depressed
being required.
Depression screening.
Yeah, I mean, it would finally be nice in this country to be able to do the kind of medical tests we need to rule out more expensive procedures down the line. I mean, that would be – that's a really good cost – you want to talk about cost savings? That's a really good cost saving measure.
Yeah, absolutely. And now okay, let's just end on a girl note about Edward Snowden. Is it not the most
– worst boyfriend ever.
Slick way to break up with a girl ever? Really? Well, I mean, she moved there to be with him.
Well, yeah, I mean, this contributes to my opinion that I've got some issues with him. But,
right.
You know, what kind of guy is like, I'm ditching my girlfriend who moved here for me. I don't care if I never see my family again. Like,
right.
There's something really disconnected here. I mean,
and
really,
she's
you
hot.
Love your country that much? I don't know. Yeah, he's not so hot.
Yeah, right?
I think the best tweet I saw yesterday is from my friend Jesse Burney, who put out, can we all just agree that he needs to get that mole checked?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It was like a huge growth on his neck.
He can afford health care. Yikes.
You're a mole.
That's the one thing all sides can agree on.
That's almost big enough to be a hump, and I think someone could help him with that hump.
He should just get that looked at.
Right. As we're saying, helpers.
And now the Affordable Care Act. The Affordable Care Act will cover that screening.
No, exactly. All right. Thank you, Jackie Schechter. Love you.
You got it, guys. Love
All
you,
right.
too.
Bye.
I believe there's a mole in our organization.
There's definitely a mole in his whole organization.
I can't miss it.
All right. I think we can all agree that he is a little douchebag, much like Congressman Louis Gohmert.
Little douchebag, he don't know it. Little douchebag. With his East Texas grammar, he'll use a lot of ain'ts. It's maybe cause he grew up around lead-based paint. Well, I'm not saying Gohmert's a bad guy, but the U.S. Congress let his standards slide. It seems like Dumb has been done to death. It might get better, but don't hold your breath. He's my little douchebag. He don't know a whole lot.
Thank you, Bob. Came out.
Okay.
Has Louis Gohmert ever been on a surfboard? I haven't got it.
No.
Probably not.
No. 19 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Call the political party line now. 1-800-STEP-12.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
23 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Wow, it's hard to find things dumber from Texas than Louis Gohmert.
Uh-oh.
Yikes. Gawker brings us a story. Texas jury says it's cool to murder prostitutes for not having sex with you.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, did you hear
then.
The story?
We talked about that this weekend.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. This guy shot a
you can
woman.
Ask for your money
initially,
back.
Right, he did, and she wouldn't give it to him. And then Texas said, "That's cool to shoot her." Then.
Yep. Because she was stealing from him.
Right. He initially paralyzed her, and then after 9 months, she finally died. Even though he admitted killing her, the jury acquitted him. Why? Because he claims he shot her because she wouldn't participate in an activity that is banned in the state of Texas.
It's the bitch had it coming law.
Right.
Yeah.
Gilbert's actions were justified, they argued, because he was trying to retrieve stolen property, the $150 he paid her. It became theft when she refused to have sex with him or give the money back, they said. Gilbert testified earlier he had found her escort ad on Craigslist believed sex was included in her $150 fee.
Oh, boy.
The prosecutors argued the law allows citizens to shoot in an attempt to retrieve stolen property.
All right, man.
Is not there to give you the right to use lethal force to rape someone, but apparently the jury disagreed. And thought that giving a man a right to tell a woman that her options are rape or death is A-okay with them if she accepted money from him.
Wow.
Ooh, doggy, Texas. Okay. Wow. Okay. By the way, we'll talk to Charlie Pierce in a minute, but he sums it up perfectly, as usual, about the Zimmerman case. It comes down to the seven words, we don't need you to do that. We don't need you to follow Trayvon Martin. Right. You know. And I think, as Charlie writes, something about, you know, who's guilty of the crime of carrying the wrong snack food in the wrong neighborhood at the wrong time, apparently. Trayvon's father, Tracy Martin. Yesterday.
We are relieved that the start of the trial is here with the jury selection as we seek justice for our son, Trayvon. And we also seek a fair and impartial trial.
And by the way, he was saying, I mean, this wouldn't have happened except for the outcry. Mm-hmm. I guess that would have just been okay, too. Robert Zimmerman, George's brother, yesterday.
I can tell you, as a family, we're very confident in the outcome of the case, and we're very confident that the state will not be able to meet its burden.
Yeah, to quote the other Robert Zimmerman, you got a lot of nerve.
Thank you, Jim. Okay. Tim.
I'm sure Fugelsang would appreciate that.
Tim in California. Hello, Tim. Hi, Tim.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
All right, Jill in Ithaca. Hi, Jill.
Hey, Stephanie. So that was Texas where they said their raping was okay?
Yes. Apparently.
Oh, okay. I think
killing the prostitute for not rendering services.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's time for them to secede. They can leave Austin with us, but they
right, exactly.
We have said that. Yeah. We will airlift Austin out.
Okay. But, yeah, the reason I really called is because of Edward Snowden. I'm not ready to judge him yet. I'm on his side so far. And, because, I mean, I'm, like, you know, I support whistleblowers. I did go to Maryland, to Fort Meade, to support Bradley Manning. And, you know, it's typical to shoot the messenger. I mean, they're bad-mouthing this guy. And I think Mr. Boehner should shut his weepy, booze-craving mouth by calling this guy a traitor. I don't think the guy
there's not enough
a traitor.
Well, we don't, Jill, and we said that earlier, Jill. I think that is the, you know, we don't know yet. I mean, as we were saying, Daily Beast saying, you know, maybe we should hold off on deifying or whatever, but I still...
Deifying or demonizing.
Right. But I still say I don't get where I don't get where the crime is. It's like we can disagree about or agree about the Patriot Act or whether it should be repealed or you know, fixed. But what did he reveal that we didn't know exactly? Maybe the scope of it, but okay. The important thing, speaking of technology, Hillary Clinton has officially joined Twitter.
I saw that.
Funny. She described herself as a pantsuit aficionado and a hair icon. Her first tweet was thanking the creators of the text from Hilary, which was hilarious. Her initial tweet said, I'll take it from here. Her biography section includes also glass ceiling cracker, and it ends with TBD. To be determined. That teasy little minx. After only a few hours, she'd racked up more than 100,000 followers. Bill Clinton welcomed his wife to Twitter. It said, does Twitter have a family share plan? Yes. And then Chelsea Clinton retweeted her mom's first tweet and said, welcome, Mom. All right. So, welcome, Hill. Go, Hill.
So Monica Lewinsky is tweeting naked pictures of
herself.
No.
Oh, look, we were talking about the pole dancer, Edward Snowden's pole dancer girlfriend.
Yes.
And we mentioned the official pole dancer of the Stephanie Miller Show, Hot Bree.
Yes.
Melissa Fitzgerald, although she's not a professional. She's a brilliant, probably future congresswoman. But the important thing is... John in San Francisco smells opportunity. Steph, Hot Brie in Hawaii. It's a new movie. I smell an opportunity not to be missed for you to direct Hot Brie on a pole as Snowden's abandoned girlfriend in the inevitable made-for-TV movie, Poetry in Motion for Jim. Or Pussy Riot Part 2 might be a working title for HBO. Cheers, John in San Francisco. Idea, people.
Hot Brie in Honolulu.
Right.
Can you say that word on the air?
It's a band. It's a band. It's an HBO title.
I know.
It's a kitty cat.
You know what, John in San Francisco?
It's a ride of cats.
John in San Francisco spitballing for us, you know.
Sure.
All right. 29 minutes after.
Kitty cat uprising, okay?
We've got to be able to afford theme songs. 29 minutes after the
hour. I know it.
Back with Charlie Pierce next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
I hope I look half as good as you when I give up.
I have. I'm all dead inside, man. 34 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Interesting, this case we just talked about in jury in Texas, where, unbelievable, the jury acquitted a guy of shooting a prostitute because she wouldn't have sex with him. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's, anyway, but the Gawker continues to write, if you pay a lady for her services and find them inadequate, your only legal resource should be to not use her services again. First of all, it's illegal in Texas.
Right.
Or anywhere. Anything outside of that verges into rapey territory, and under no circumstances do you get to take her life. Basically, you're seeing the same problem that you see with Stand Your Ground laws and other such laws that give people broad rights to shoot outside of immediate self-defense. It turns shooting cases into situations where the jury just basically rules in favor of the person who has higher social status. White man outranks Hispanic prostitute, so shooting her is rendered legal as long as you cough up the thinnest of justifications.
Wow.
Goes to a lot of Charlie's great points this week about the... there's only one man now that understands. And that's the author of Idiot America!
Piers.
Piers. Charlie Pierce, political columnist for Esquire.com. Good morning, Charlie Pierce.
Is everybody always
has anyone considered the possibility that the gentleman who shot the lady in Texas, like, couldn't, as you know, stand his ground, as they say?
Hi! Hey! Charlie Pierce, right out of the gate. Okay. I've been quoting you all morning, as I'm not want to do. I'm becoming one of those annoying Charlie Pierce then. But I thought, you know, you actually summed up this whole Zimmerman case perfectly. That's all you write. We don't need you to do that. Seven words. This is the phrase you need to remember throughout the trial of George Zimmerman, who was accused of shooting to death a teenager named Trevon Martin after investigating Martin for the crime of carrying snack food in a neighborhood where Zimmerman thought Martin did not belong. End of story. You have the 911 call, right?
You have, and I'm getting, like, comments saying, well, you know, people who answer the phone aren't real cops. No, but they're law enforcement professionals. They work for the police company.
Right.
You know, they're like the Walmart greeters of the police company.
Yes.
When you call your police department, that's who you get. And
that's
they speak for the police department. And the police department, the trained law enforcement professionals, are telling you not to do this.
Right.
I just wish you'd phrased it a little more strongly. Don't do that. You know,
so yeah.
You kind of wish you wouldn't do that.
Yeah. Don't do that, you gun-toting wannabe moron.
Exactly.
Yes, you're a fake cop. You say a cop told a civilian he didn't need to do something. The civilian did it anyway, and a teenager wound up dead. And in case anyone's forgotten, this whole case would have died on a desk had people in the local community and around the country not raised holy hell about it, asking for a trial. And that's exactly right.
Yeah, and I think that the people, you know, Trayvon Martin's family and the people in the, you know, their immediate circle of supporters have been very good about pointing out that what we have now is really all they were asking for.
Mm-hmm. Right. Thank you. And I love, didn't you love the jury selection yesterday, Charlie? They were asking, what sort of media have you watched about this, local or national? And you know who you mean, Al Sharpton. You mean Al Sharpton? You've been watching, right? They were just asking how much coverage.
Well, have you now or have you ever been an MSNBC viewer?
Have you ever leaned forward? I'm just trying to get some.
Yeah. I'm doing it right now.
Yeah, exactly. Well, anyway, but I.
Although if Al Sharpton leans forward, would that hair like sort of slide?
Would it go back to his original hair? Who can say?
If you lean too far forward, you fall face first in the blueberry pie.
Right.
Now, see, I don't mind the hair so much that I miss the tracksuit.
Me too, and the medallions, I really do. Charlie, so you write the Snowden effect. We've been talking about all morning, a serious games of heroes and villains has broken out in the commentariat. What are your thoughts? I mean, obviously there's, Greenwald says there's going to be more. We don't really know yet exactly.
I think the guy is brave. I think knowing what your government is up to is always in every case better than not knowing what your government is up to. I have no idea why he's in Hong Kong. I mean, please don't tell me it's because they have a robust tradition of freedom of expression, because they don't. but in any event, I forget who it was that said, one said the crime is not what's illegal, it's what's legal. We're finding out what has been made legal over the last, 11 years or however long. Mm-hmm. It happens to be Barack Obama be president when these revelations are made. Which is inconvenient for him, but tough. Basically, this is what the executive branch has been up to since we all got scared
that's
in 2001 and 2002.
Charlie, that's right.
What they've been doing. If you don't like it, vote for politicians who will stop it. Get behind Mark Udall. Demand transparency in the intelligence agencies.
Mm-hmm.
But continue to demand it the next time the bomb goes off. Right. I mean, the next time the bomb goes off, don't jump under the bed again and pass a bunch of laws that nobody read. Well, to me, in Fahrenheit 451, the best scene was Jim McDermott saying, "We passed this thing and nobody read it."
Yeah, I said that yesterday, that's exactly right. Yeah. You know, when they say, "Oh, we weren't told, we weren't briefed." Yes, you were. You didn't bother going to the briefing or you didn't read it. And you know, as you say, I mean, I agree with you here. You say, you know, his sense of drama is a bit disproportionate as well. I mean, and you talk about, I mean, I'm in the vast muddled middle, as you write, some of whom have never seen what the great fuss about all this is. There was a Pew poll out today. Basically, 60% of the American people don't care that the NSA is doing this.
But you know what, Stephanie? That's the problem. 60% of the American people should care and should have cared since 2002.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right.
You know, if this gets turned into, another, you know, ornament to hang on the Christmas tree with Benghazi and the IRS and the AP and James Rosen, and that's all this becomes, then we've done ourselves a disservice and Edward Snowden wasted his time.
Exactly. I mean, I do love that you pick up that he is a little dramatic with the rendered and all that. You say, "I'm sorry, this is the stuff of bad airport spy fiction. Rendered, the triads, please. The most likely outcome, China decides to extradite him because it has higher priority issues on which it needs to deal with the U.S. and the future of Edward Snowden, which I suspect is when he and his sponsors will discover that Hong Kong's spirited commitment to free speech and the right of political dissent, which may be the funniest line to emerge from this whole saga, is not what they believe it to be. But there are issues beyond Edward Snowden, and whatever comes next, these are issues worthy of an open and national debate and should be examined in the light of day." So, you know, that goes to your point, Charlie, about time to reexamine what happened in the panic after 9/11.
It's time to reexamine it, and it's time to reexamine it in the light of the knowledge that it will happen again. And that the reaction the next time has to be different.
Mm-hmm. Well, you said
that, I mean, and if we're not willing to admit that to ourselves, then we're all wasting our time.
So you say the Patriot Act is, you feel like Congress has abdicated its oversight role as thoroughly as it abdicated its war powers.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it renews it, and three or four people yell about it. I think Mark Udall's been great on this, okay?
Right.
How many co-sponsors? I think Rand Paul is wasting his time with a lawsuit. I mean, you are a United States senator.
Right.
You have better ways to do this than a class action lawsuit.
Right. Well, I mean, you say if this whole thing comes down to Obama is better than Bush versus Obama's history's greatest monster, there's too much of both right now, then the opportunity goes a-glimmering. And as you say, the real test comes after the next terrorist attack that succeeds. But isn't that it, Charlie? I mean, that we know what our friends on the right will say when there's a terrorist attack. So if you're the president seeing the intelligence he's seeing, what do you do, right?
I think you do more than he's doing. I think you tell the American people more of what's being done in their names. I think you do not rely on, "We saved you from terrorist attacks, we're not going to tell you about." I think you do more than you can no longer say, "Trust us, we're not abusing this information." There are 20,000 people who work for the NSA. I guarantee you somebody in there is abusing the information.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to get a handle on the intelligence community. If the president won't do it, the Congress has to. Because there's nobody else.
But as you write, it's bigger than that. It's all of us. You say fear is the new normal, which is, I think that when the president says, you know, we can't have 100% security and 100%, you know, privacy, I think you're right. The American people, because fear is the new normal, that's why you're seeing polls like this, right?
Yeah, well, I think so, but I think that's a dodge too. I mean, that's what every president who's aggrandized his own power has always said. We can't have 100% of this or 100% of that. I mean, if George Bush said that, we'd laugh in his face.
Yeah.
What we're asking for more than anything else is transparency, and I wrote about it today. What we're asking is, please tell us what's being done in our name.
Yeah. Please
tell us who you're blowing up. Please tell us who you're listening in on. Please tell us what's being done with our money and in our name. Don't make us rely on Edward Snowden.
Yeah.
To do that.
Yeah.
And that means the Congress has to do their job too.
And your last post was great. Civil liberties are not something you trade. That goes to the larger point. You say civil liberties are not something you trade, not least because they don't all belong to you. But they belong to me, too, and the woman at the next table here at the Starbucks. Excuse me. Anyway, and you were saying the NSA knew where you were anyway. You didn't need to tell them what Starbucks you were at. They knew. But anyway, you say you give yours away, you're giving mine away too, whether I want you to do so or not. Therefore, we all surrender those civil liberties. We do not trade them because we don't get anything back, and it's not like we can cut another deal later to get them back. We should all at least be honest about this. We aren't making a square deal with an equal partner here. We're committing ourselves to be less free. We did it with drugs when we got frightened of shadows on the wall. Then we did it with terrorism when real events occurred. So, but it's just a really, you know, a good point. You say we are a less free people. We are people who have decided en masse and through our choice of leaders to be a less free people. We should at least own that and not talk about trading things that were not ours to give away. Really a great, I mean, a great point. That goes back to my original point is I don't know where the criminal wrongdoing is here. We all agreed to this, right? This is the Patriot Act.
I don't know that. Well, whose criminal wrongdoing are you talking about? The president's probably not.
Right. So I'm saying that. But what is he exposed?
I don't think the government has committed a crime. But
right.
I think the government has also not been straight with us about what it was doing in our name. Mm-hmm. And I think if Snowden, if these revelations do anything, they give us a better idea of what's being done in our name. We can assume that it was being done. Okay. Let's all assume it was being done. We didn't know the magnitude and we didn't know the scope and we didn't know the parameters and now we do. And that's important.
Right, but, you know, I have no less than Al Franken, I was just reading, he said, you know, if the American people know, then guess what? The bad guys do, too. I mean...
Well, that's the way, Al? That's the way it goes. Bad guys get CNN, too. Shall we shut them down?
Exactly.
I'm on there every day, but...
Well, are you on there every day?
Yes.
I didn't know that. Who are you on with, Pierce?
Aaron Burnett.
Oh, the lovely and talented Aaron Burnett.
Yes! Check it out, Seven.
No longer shilling for Wall Street, but having you on the air.
Stop it. 7 p.m. Eastern. Do it.
And when I say having you on the air, I mean having you on her show.
Exactly.
Yeah,
Jim. Well,
of course,
having you on the air.
Jim.
Although with CNN's rating, who can say?
Stop it!
There was a great tweet today from Matt Drudge. Did you see it?
No.
Matt Drudge plaintively tweeted at about 7:41 this morning. Do you get the feeling that God is no longer watching over America?
Oh,
and
I just put up on the blog.
I said, you know, after the events of this week, the idea that, you know, another completely unaccountable superpower entity isn't watching over America is sort of okay by me.
Yeah.
Less people watching, the better. All right, Charlie Pierce, great stuff as always. See you next
Talk
week.
Talk to you next week.
All right, Bye-bye. Sweetheart. Bye. 46 minutes after the hour. Right back with the remaining moments of the Stephanie Miller Show.
I got her number off the men's room stall. 1-800-STEP-12.
Blah, 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 blah.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
Maybe it was a bad romance because he kept saying things like, ah, God, blah, 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 blah.
Whatever, blah, blah, blah.
Roma, blah, blah, blah.
All right, this hour of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Carbonite. Oh, Chris, you were wrong again.
What?
Aunt Clara was the screw up on Bewitched, not Esmeralda. You
Sorry.
Should be disappeared.
That was Uncle Arthur.
Okay. All right. Oh, and yes, and the one thing we all can all agree on this morning is that Edward Snowden needs to get that mole checked.
Please.
Right. And also Aaron Neville called. He would like his mole back.
Oh. It's not playing.
We can't remember what songs he played. I don't remember.
It's not playing.
Which? What was the one I thought? The Aaron Neville song. What was the duet?
I don't know much. He sounds like you're trying to change the station,
right,
and you're getting different stations.
Okay. Yeah, dude, I need my mole back.
Isn't he dead, Aaron Neville?
No.
Oh, really?
I think he is.
Well, then he doesn't need his mole back.
That's why Snowden has it.
There is a mole in our organization.
Vera in California, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Vera.
Hi, Stephanie. I just want to make a couple points. You keep asking the question, where's the crime? in reference to talking about Snowden's revelations. Well, here's the thing. If he reveals the crime, that it's going to be even worse for him, wouldn't it?
And, you know, we still don't know all the information. What I really would prefer to hear, even though, you know, I listen to your show every day.
Uh-huh.
I'm a big fan. I've been to Sexy Liberal. I'm a big fan of President Obama's.
Okay.
But, you know, I'm so glad you just had Charlie Pierce on, because I wish that people would just start asking more questions rather than, you know, criminalizing.
Well, I think we are, but I think that's what we were saying, is we don't have, you know, enough information, and I think that...
You're calling him a douchebag.
I think he's a douche for what he did to his girlfriend.
You called him a criminal.
He broke the law. Because he broke the law.
You don't know that. He has not been prosecuted.
He stole top secret information.
There's a difference. There's a huge difference. All right.
Paul in Michigan with the counterpoint. Hello, Paul.
Hey, great show, you guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think that they should let Bradley Manning out of jail and give his jail cell to this Snowden guy, because Bradley Manning and Daniel Ellsberg exposed actual government crime.
Right, exactly.
This is what I keep saying. Where is the crime that he's exposed here? We know about this program. As Charlie said, we agreed to it with the Patriot Act. So that's what I don't get. What do you mean we?
Through our
elected representatives. Mm-hmm. By the way, Esmeralda was Samantha's mother, Chris. God. All right. Wow.
I'm trying to remember what she looked like.
Who?
Esmeralda.
She's Agnes Moorhead.
No, that's Endora.
Endora.
Oh, my God. Pardon me. Yes, I'm completely incorrect as well. I fell down the bewitched hole.
Wow.
Okay.
And you emphatically corrected me with that piece of false information. That was hysterical.
It was Morticia. Everybody knows that.
Wow. You never feel more certain when you're completely wrong about something.
Exactly.
You never get more indignant.
Harump.
Why, you incompetent oaf. What? All right.
I'm writing a letter to President Cleveland. Oh, wait.
Wow, some creepy stuff out of Russia.
They're saying in the chat room, Esmeralda was Samantha's evil twin.
Right.
They just put a brunette wig on Elizabeth Montgomery, and that was Esmeralda.
Right, that's correct. Okay. Thank you. Wow, Jackie reported this earlier. Russia's parliament will debate a controversial law that could see people arrested for behavior that is deemed to promote homosexuality. Just mentioning the gays to the kids, for instance. How about that? The bill provides for Russian citizens engaged in the propaganda of non-traditional sexual orientation to be fined, while foreigners can be arrested and immediately deported.
Wow.
The law that probably covers Lady Gaga and her blah 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 blah.
Blah blah blah.
The law defines the rather enables concept as spreading information aimed at forming non-traditional sexual behavior among children, suggesting this behavior is attractive. It's not just attractive, it's fabulous. And making false statement about the socially equal nature of tradition, blah 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 blah. Already there have been doubts on how to define propaganda, with a group of communists in southern Russia complaining Elton John's stage outfits could be considered homosexual propaganda.
Well,
oh my God.
But what about, what's his name?
Who?
I'm blanking on the president's name. Kissing the...
Putin. Putin. Putin.
I went back to Yeltsin for some reason. But they lift up this little boy's shirt and kiss his belly, which is... Okay, all maybe right. that's normal in Russia, but that kind of creeped me out a bit.
Weird. Okay. By the way, here's some good news. I live in California, not Russia. Poll shows California is favor legalizing same-sex marriage. Change in voters' attitude is across the board. Religion, ethnicity, age, religion. The biggest shift is among seniors. The Supreme Court prepares a decision on the fate of Prop 8. Nearly 6 in 10. That's almost 60%.
Nearly 60%.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Of California voters now believe same-sex marriage should be legal, with support rising among older voters and in all regions of the state.
Wow.
A new poll has found attitudes in the states towards gay marriage have changed significantly since Prop 8, obviously. 58% of registered voters believe same-sex marriage should be legal, compared with 36% against. We will give you more of the details of that. Even crotchety old folk have come along now. It's very, very exciting.
Maybe the Prop 8 Michigan turned out to be a good thing after all.
Perhaps. Exactly.
To change attitudes.
Right. All right. That's it for us. I'd like to thank Chris LaVoy for...
something.
Whatever. Oh. For screwing up the theme song.
Whatever. And Esmeralda. Jim Ward and, of course, T-Bone. See you tomorrow on the Stephanie Miller Show.